Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Believe it or not, Carolina can still win the ACC Coastal Division. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. The Tar Heels' thrilling 48-43 victory over Georgia Tech Saturday night not only snapped a four-game losing streak this season, as well as five straight losses to the Yellow Jackets, it somehow leaves them still in the running to win the Coastal Division and play in the ACC Championship game in Charlotte. Duke's win over Virginia earlier in the day created a strange set of circumstances in which Carolina can win its last five games and finish with a 6-2 ACC record. That would result in any number of three-way ties atop the Coastal, and such circumstances would leave UNC winning any of those tiebreakers. A long shot for sure for a team that continues to leak like a sieve on defense, exactly matching its nationally next-to-worst average of 43 points allowed per game. But its offense is cranking up behind quarterback Marquise Williams to the point where it is not inconceivable that the Heels could just outscore everyone else they play over the next 5 weeks, at Virginia, Miami, and Duke, and at home against Pitt and NC State. Not one of those teams has the offensive firepower of East Carolina, Clemson, Notre Dame, or Georgia Tech, so the Carolina defense might even get a little healthier in the process, too. You definitely have to hand it to a team that could have quit after giving up 70, 50, 34, and 50 points in the last four losses, and facing another fourth-quarter meltdown against the Jackets, who scored too quickly when taking a 43-42 lead with 3 minutes left in the game. That gave the record-breaking Williams enough time to march the team 75 yards in 3 minutes and, aided by a roughing-the-passer penalty, assure the victory on a 2-yard burst by T.J. Logan. A Keenan Stadium record of 1,190 total yards were churned up by both teams, with long touchdown plays of 75, 68, 46, and 36 yards. It wasn't a full house because of fall break, but those there kept pushing the Tar Heels down the field toward victory with 11 seconds left. Definitely among the greatest shows ever seen in the Old Lady in the Pines. And the Heels got the W they sorely needed. Now at least they have a shot at six wins and another bowl bid, and also keep hope alive that they could win out, win all the tiebreakers, and wind up playing Florida State and Charlotte for the ACC Championship. Now wouldn't that be something? This is Archansky. See ya.